AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There's a massive manhunt underway in Mexico as officials try to track down the escaped drug kingpin, Joaquin Guzman.
Former Drug Enforcement Agency Administrator Peter Benziger says Guzman should have been housed in an American prison and the escape should be handled at the presidential level. Several U.S. attorneys' offices have indicted Guzman on federal trafficking charges, including in Chicago. The crime-fighting group, the Chicago Crime Commission, said the prison break meant Guzman will regain his title as public enemy number one in Chicago, where his cartel has long dominated the cocaine and heroin trade. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offered Mexico help in recapturing Guzman. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a break in the hours-long negotiations in Brussels as European leaders try to strike a deal on a bailout for Greece. The Eurogroup's president says there are a number of issues that still remain.
We've come a long way, solved a lot of issues, but some big issues still remain. So we're now going to inform the leaders and they can discuss and hopefully decide on those last issues.
Some European leaders want assurances on austerity measures in Greece before finalizing a deal. Pope Francis has wrapped up a three-nation trip to South America with an event for young people in Asunción, Paraguay. Our Nicole Winfield tells us that Francis addressed a number of issues while he was in South America.
He visited a prison. He visited the elderly, children in a pediatric hospital. He wants to give them a message of hope so that they know that someone cares about them, and he wants the world to wake up and listen to their plight. He thinks that these are the voiceless, and he's trying to give them a voice of someone who can grab attention of world leaders.
There is some skepticism among members of Congress as negotiators in Vienna get closer to an agreement on the Iranian nuclear program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the agreement may have a difficult time winning Senate approval. About 300 families in central Washington state are being urged to leave their homes because of wildfires. This is AP Radio News. Tropical Storm Dolores is threatening the Pacific coast of Mexico. It's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow. There was a lot of love for Minions this weekend.
Ooh, I dig these guys. That one has a single eye, like a pirate. Arr!
Minions made an estimated $115.2 million its first weekend in theaters. That is the second biggest opening ever for an animated film. Shrek the Third is the only animated film that made more money its opening weekend, with $121.6 million in 2007. Jurassic World has been out for 5 weeks, but still comes in second this weekend, making $18.1 million. Another animated film, Inside Out, is number three with $17.1 million. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Despite the controversy over Donald Trump's comments about illegal immigrants from Mexico, the Miss USA pageant is on. Women from across the country are competing tonight in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.